Joining me now on this edition of Our Town is almost a full house here. I've got three microphones and six visitors with me, the folks from the Oregon Coast Humane Society. Now, we're missing Sandy Davidson. She cannot be here. She's out of town. But right now with me, I've got Jack Hannigan, who is the president. Shauna Roberts is the vice president. Treasurer Jerry Hatcher. And on the directors, Bonnie Compton, Dolly Brock, and Judy Roth. Welcome, one and all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Or afternoon, I might say.
There you go. So I've never had this many people in the studio at one time, so let's just open it up as an open forum here and start. And now, Jack, it's been, what, 2 weeks now. What have you found out in the 2 weeks since you've been there?
Well, we found out that it's a difficult situation because when you have most boards do a transition, it's on a staggered level. So whenever any new board member comes on, you have experienced board members to help them along to solve the situations that are at hand. We have nobody. So we're coming into this, and it's mainly a meet and greet with all the employees and visitors, find out, you know, who's working there and how it's operating, and learn about our finances and get all the accounts taken care of and meet with our advisors and choose advisors. It's mainly an exploratory situation right now as far as I see it.
All right. Well, let's go around the room here and get a little bit from each of you. Just a little background why you wanted to be on the Oregon Coast Humane Society board, and we'll talk about that. Jerry, how about you?
I think I wanted to be on the board because it's a good opportunity to give back to the community. I worked for about 30 years in the high-tech world, and you had no time in that to get out and do any volunteer for nonprofits. So this was an opportunity for me to use some experiences I've had and to help do something for the community.
All right, Bonnie?
I've been an animal advocate for maybe 30 years now. My passion is animals. I mean, my friends will tell you, totally passionate about animals. I have three myself, one of which is blind. I have served on other boards. I was the president of a spay-neuter program back in North Carolina. I came here from North Carolina.
Where in North Carolina?
New Bern.
New Bern, okay.
New Bern, North Carolina. I've done a lot of shelter work, and when I first came here and I saw the shelter, I thought, this is where I belong. This is great. And it didn't work out at that time. The timing is now. So here I am.
Cool. And Judy?
I decided I wanted to be on the board because I also have been a longtime animal advocate. I have fostered and rescued and been involved with medical care for cats mainly. And I saw this as an opportunity to help the animals, help our community, bring everything together, and not have to deal with the animals personally, hands-on, because I can't do that anymore. It's too difficult for me now. But being able to help this way means so much to me, and I'm so grateful for having the opportunity.
Dolly?
Well, I've been an animal lover all my life, been involved with other shelters and rescues, but I think what I bring to the table here is organizational skills. Those who know me well will accuse me of being a little bit obsessive about organization, but I think that's what I bring to the table here, that just being able to look at a situation, figure out the parts, and try to pull resources together, and then communicate those projects and actions to the public so folks know what we're up to and engender their support.
Shauna.
Well, years ago, I was known as the Bird Lady of Cheviot Hills. I rescued parrots. When I moved to Pennsylvania, I just continued along that venue, but I branched into dogs. I'm the mom of Chloe the Wonder Dog. I think she's more popular in Florence than I am. And I just saw a chance for me, if I was elected, to do some good here in the community, just like the rest of the group. And we are a very congenial board, which is a pleasure to work with.
Are you seeing anything different now that you're in there than maybe what you heard about?
I've been in there for the last 4 years, and a lot of the accusations that were going on were unfounded. Some of them were. I think the biggest problem I saw and I didn't know about was how the previous board was operating the Humane Society in a more of an unorganized, more of a corporate business relationship rather than a nonprofit. And since we've been in there, we need a lot of policies, procedures. We need to amend our bylaws because they were changed, and we were in the process of reviewing and doing that and upgrading our bylaws. But mainly it's just the organization was unorganized, and we got a group of people here that are dedicated to getting that back on track.
Jerry, have you had a chance to get into the finances and see what's going on?
I've got to the top of it, you might say.
Not the bottom, just
not
the top.
The bottom, just the top side. And the overall view is we're in good shape financially. We're not pressed to have to raise money to make payments to the employees or to do their salaries. And I think we're in very good shape going forward. course, we want to get more money as we possibly can, and we'll have a few changes about the way we do things. I'm process-driven from my background, and we'll be developing a lot of processes and policies that are not existent right now.
Now, Jack, you mentioned this is kind of a one-year transition board, and then there'll be another election next year. How much do you guys think you can get accomplished in a year? Sounds like you've got a lot of organizational stuff to get prepared in order to be at a place where the next board coming in will be a little more informed.
Well, we're going to make it a lot easier for the board coming in, and I'm sure some of us are probably going to want to stay. We don't want to have all of us leave and have a whole new board come in and have to train with the situation we have right now. So we're going to get a lot done. We're working, most of us, and I'd say all of us, are working. I'm working 10 hours a day every 7 days a week on this, what we need to get done, and there's a lot to do. So I don't know how much it's going to take organizational skills to pick the most important aspect to deal with first, and I'd say that's one number one was making sure the animals are well cared for. That's number one, is the animals. And we got to make sure that our finances have proper controls on them, and our policies and procedures have to be updated. And critically, we need staff. We need to hire an executive director, we need a shelter manager, and we need animal technicians.
Now, what about the store? How's the store operating? Anybody have a chance to go take a look, or anybody do some volunteer work in there?
It looks good. I've been there just to meet people, to introduce myself, and to see what their needs are. They seem to be, the two ladies that I talked to that consider themselves co-managers seem to be happy. And like I said, the store looks very good.
And is staffing, I mean, you still need volunteers for that as well?
We'll always need volunteers for everything.
And how about with the shelter? Are there volunteers coming back on? Are you seeing more people getting involved with it?
We're going to be sending out a letter this week to all of our existing volunteers, thanking them for staying with us, and to all of the previous volunteers who left for whatever reasons, and asking them if they would consider coming back. So
now, I think probably the next, I don't know if it's a big hurdle, you'd consider it that, but maybe the next contentious part or the next nervous part would be the first board meeting. When do you guys see that happening?
We're having board meetings every week. We've already had two board meetings. We're having another board meeting on Wednesday. Now, these aren't open to the membership board meetings. We've changed the bylaws to go back to the membership-driven bylaws. And we're changing the times we're having the board meetings because we're working every week. We have so much to do. We are informing everybody what we're doing. Our minutes are open to all the members. We're sending out newsletters. We're doing press releases. We're doing things like this. Total openness and transparency. It's not contentious. We're going to have probably in 30 days our first member open board meeting where we can talk to the members. We'd like to give them something to talk about that we know what we're talking about before we inform everybody of what's going on. We're still in the learning process.
That's a month away. I guess that's plenty of time to kind of get your feet under you and see how things are going to move forward. Have you identified any priorities yet as far as what you want to accomplish first?
Well,
this is Dolly.
Sorry. There are so many processes involved with this organization. We not only manage a paid staff, but we manage a volunteer staff. We are right now working to get our arms around job descriptions, what positions we have that might be open that we need to start advertising for. Frontline staff. Bonnie's working to gather volunteers. So a lot of what we're working on right now is the immediacy. The shelter is running well. Big kudos and thank you to the staff that's there. They've stuck through a very difficult time. So we're just looking to support them and find out what processes we can put in place that will do that.
So basically what you guys want to accomplish, and tell me if I'm wrong here, is you guys want to be hands-off on the daily operations and have people in there to do those positions. Is that right?
That's the nature of a non-working board. At this point, we feel more like a working board because
well, you have to be, kind of.
More of us are at the shelter every day than are not at the shelter every day for one reason or another. But yeah, the function of a board of directors of a nonprofit is to, you know, look towards the future, make sure the organization is prepared to move forward. If the last 2 weeks are any indication, we will probably be hands-on until could go on for a while, which we're committed to doing. The seven of us knew what we were signing up for pretty much. We knew it was going to be a tough job. If we need to be at the shelter every day to do that, then that's what we'll do. Jack called me last night and said, I'm just calling because I hadn't talked to you today. And we haven't gone a day for 2 weeks without talking to each other. So we're a pretty cohesive team and willing to get our hands dirty if that's what it takes.
We're currently working with the Nonprofit Association of Oregon to attract an interim executive director, someone experienced with turnaround operations like we're having right now. Because we need advice. We need to know how to properly operate our board. We need to know how to operate our finances. We need a lot of advice. At the same time, we're going to be looking for a permanent executive director. And that's going to really take a load off us once we find the qualified person.
Now, I heard them say, Bonnie, you were looking at volunteers. Now, is there a volunteer coordinator currently, or is that something that you guys
I'm the acting one at this time until we can either get a volunteer that will be the volunteer coordinator or possibly making it a paid position.
Anything else we need to know moving forward? I mean, obviously, there's a big turnaround here. It's been a big transition for everybody. But it sounds like you guys, if you don't have a total handle on it yet, you at least have an idea that you can get a handle on it.
Okay, I want to make an announcement in the rest of the board probably will shoot me for doing this.
Uh-oh.
But you know, we have a big bequest coming, and everybody knows about it. It's called the Sutton Trust. And this woman has donated over $1 million to the Oregon Coast Humane Society, of which we're in the process of transferring it from the trust over to us. Hoarding money is not what a nonprofit does. It's what you do with the money to benefit your organization. And we are inviting people, if you want to know what we're doing and have any involvement at all, to be a member of this organization. We want to build our membership. And we're going to need advice on how to spend that money over time and how to invest that money. So I want to invite all the people out there that used to be members, want to have some involvement with this organization, to go online and apply. It's very inexpensive. I think it's $35 for a single person and $45 for a family member. And I want to come up and make some benefits for being. So you get a value for that. And we don't know what that is yet, but we're going to be working on that. But if you want to know and give some advice on how we can improve and use the money, and call us up and be a member and have a vote.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thanks for agreeing to do this. I hope this wasn't too painful for any of you. And I just wanted to get people an opportunity to meet you, get to know who you are, and maybe in that turn of events, people will come and be part of the organization too.
I want to thank you, George, for inviting us. It's important for us to get the word out to the community, and I do appreciate your being involved in this.
All right. Well, it's Jack Hannigan is the president of the Oregon Coast Humane Society Board. Shauna Roberts is the vice president. Jerry Hatcher is the treasurer. Judy Roth, Dolly Brock, and Bonnie Compton were all here as directors. And missing from our group is Sandy Davidson, and she'll be back in town in a while and be a full-time member as well. So thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we managed to get it done with the 6 members of the Oregon Coast Humane Society. I don't think we could have fit the 7th one in here anyway, but we look forward to speaking with her when she returns. Coming up next on Our Town, David Ripley and Bill Durst will be joining us with Lane Community College Continuing Education, talking about how healthy is healthcare.